This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking the public to help with an ongoing study on the black bear population. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey seeks to track the reproduction and overall population of black bears in the state to help inform future policy decisions. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more on how residents can help with the survey.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are reminding residents to look out for changes to their SNAP or food share benefits over the coming weeks. Under changes made in the One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump in July, new work requirements for SNAP benefits will soon go into effect. The changes require SNAP recipients to work, volunteer, or engage in job training for at least 80 hours per month in order to receive their food assistance benefits. Trump administration officials say the change is meant to cut down on fraud. Critics of the requirements say they add new barriers for SNAP recipients to navigate, which could cause them to lose the benefits they depend on because of confusing paperwork or other extenuating circumstances. DHS officials say the new requirements will be implemented on a rolling basis, and SNAP recipients will notice the changes the next time they renew their benefits. The changes will also force states to pay a higher portion of the administrative costs for SNAP benefits based on their fraud error rate. Wisconsin has one of the lowest error rates in the country. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently released its food waste evaluation, studying ways the state can reduce the amount of food waste ending up in landfills. According to the evaluation, around 4.5 million tons of waste was put into Wisconsin's landfills last year, about 20% of which is estimated to be food waste. Food waste covers anything that was previously edible, as well as scraps like bones or shells. The Department of Natural Resources is working to cut the amount of food waste in the state in half by 2030. Current proposals to reach that goal include things like expanding the available food waste processing options in the state, promoting more food donations, and using certain kinds of food waste as animal feed. An estimated 15% of food waste is ending up in landfills, the second highest percentage destination after food waste being used for land application. With the evaluation complete, DNR officials will begin meeting with community leaders and state government officials to explore new options and incentives for reducing food waste. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was in the Chippewa Valley on Wednesday to announce a significant funding boost for public school libraries across the state. During a visit to Memorial High School in Eau Claire, Secretary of State Godlewski announced $73.5 million in funding for public school libraries this year. The total represents a roughly 5% increase in funding over 2025. The libraries can use that funding for a wide variety of needs, ranging from getting new books to implementing new technology and making more research materials available. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls and its counterpart in Green Bay last year. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans struggling with homelessness in the state. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has officially opened an exhibit featuring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in honor of Black History Month. The showcase will be open on the third floor of the Davies Center for the month of February. According to UWEC officials, the exhibit features three sections, one honoring prominent Black figures who spoke for the Forum series over the years, one that documents historical university programs supporting equality, and one that recognizes each winner of UWEC's Martin Luther King Jr. Social Justice Award. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation aiming to clarify some legal differences between humans and artificial intelligence. The proposed bill received consideration at a public hearing on Wednesday. If passed into law, it would ban artificial intelligence from owning property, getting married, or running a corporation. It also states that artificial intelligence cannot be held liable in court and technically bans an AI system from marrying another AI system. Lawmakers say the legislation is meant to add regulatory guardrails and legally clarify that AI is not human. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The conflict in Iran has Wisconsin connections. Members of the Wisconsin National Guard with troops from Oshkosh and Milwaukee have been deployed to Kuwait and Iraq since May of 2025. The F-35 jet stationed with the Wisconsin Air Guard in Madison have not been activated as of this week. One student was arrested for making threats that prompted a Northeast Wisconsin school to close this week. The Neenah School District was notified Tuesday about social media posts alleging a potential safety threat at Neenah Middle School. To protect student safety, classes at the middle school were held virtually on Wednesday. No other schools in the district were closed. Neenah Police Chief Aaron Olson said the student responsible has been arrested, and the chief is recommending felony charges of making terrorist threats. No details about the student have been released except that he is a male. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll conducted in mid-February, Wisconsin's registered voters have a negative opinion of how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has been enforcing immigration laws. 56% of those polled disapproved and only 44% approved. But poll director Charles Franklin said the divide really shows a split down party lines.
There's been a lot of talk that the events in Minneapolis would change the country's opinions. I think it probably does change independents some, but it's certainly not evaporating support for ICE among Republicans.
Among Republicans, 87% approve of how ICE is doing its job, while 76% of independents and 97% of Democrats disapprove. The latest Marquette poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. There's a possible new name in the gubernatorial race on the Republican side. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says he's considering a run because Republicans need a new message and, quote, someone who will cheerlead for Wisconsin like Tommy Thompson did, end quote. Bishop has been critical of Congressman Tom Tiffany for rejecting the 2020 election results and says voters are tired of Washington politics. Bishop plans to make a final decision after exploring if he can raise the funds for a statewide campaign. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Senate would restore some legal protections for individuals who provide aid to someone suffering from an overdose. Civic Media's James Kelly has that story.
The bill is currently being considered by the State Senate Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, and Children and Families. If passed into law, an individual who calls 911 for someone during an overdose would be immune from prosecution and a revocation of their parole, probation, or extended supervision for drug possession or drug-related materials. Those protections previously existed under Wisconsin Act 33, which was passed into law in 2017. Act 33 also included the expanded protections for individuals who were on parole, probation, or extended supervision, but the expanded protections were temporary and expired in 2020. This bill would restore those protections permanently. Lawmakers say the goal is to encourage people to call for help immediately to save lives without fear of negative consequences. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A senator from Wisconsin says she's opposed to Brad Schimmel continuing as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin when his temporary appointment expires this month. Tammy Baldwin said she's concerned about political partisans filling the justice system. Now, the U.S. Attorney General positions require Senate approval, but President Trump appointed Schimmel to be the interim U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Interim appointments are limited to only 120 days. Baldwin said, quote, "Sometimes it's hard, but getting the right person who will uphold the rule of law, not pledge loyalty to the president, is more important than ever," end quote. A final federal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers clears the way for construction to start on Enbridge's Line 5 relocation project. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The new 41-mile segment will move the pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. In a statement, Enbridge says crews will employ more than 700 union workers and expects to spend millions on construction-related projects in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties. The company adds Line 5 supplies crude oil and propane to 10 refineries, serving millions across the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Environmental groups argue the new route would cross roughly 185 waterways and impact more than 100 acres of wetlands. They say those wetlands are critical to wild rice beds, fish habitat, and the broader Lake Superior watershed. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A bill that could open Wisconsin highways to self-driving cars has cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. The Senate Transportation Committee voted 3-2 to advance the plan. It would create a board to test and regulate the vehicles and to make sure companies are liable for any damage or injuries. Supporters see it as a way to improve safety and mobility. Motorcycle advocates warn it could lead to more crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
A Packers running back heads to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers decided not to keep running back Emmanuel Wilson after 3 years. Within hours, Wilson signed a one-year contract worth $2.1 million with the Super Bowl champs, the Seattle Seahawks. I asked Wilson at the end of last season how he was dealing with fewer opportunities to play in Green Bay.
I mean, I still got that confidence. But they'll give me the ball a lot. If they don't, hey, I'm still going to go out there and do what I do.
NBA, the Bucks head to Atlanta after losing last night to the Heat in Miami. 112-105, they'll play the Hawks tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. The Badgers continue in the Big Ten tournament against the Fighting Illini today after beating Washington 85-82. Greg Gard says they made some mistakes that could have cost them that game.
We did a lot of things that we can't repeat, but we give Washington credit. I mean, they were obviously playing desperately, but we didn't get rattled.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few flakes possible early, but the main story will be the wind, especially early when winds could gust as high as 50 miles per hour. Winds relaxing a bit in the afternoon. Steady temperatures in the lower 30s. Dress for winter as that wind will make it feel colder. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.